The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. In a very special way, we want to welcome the members of the class of 2020 senior Kairos leadership team that will be giving all of the Kairos retreats at Catholic High over the next academic year. They're sitting in the back, as good Catholics should, right? Amen? So we welcome all of you. We pray for you as you continue your retreat, and we pray that your ministry at Catholic High over the next year will be very fruitful and filled with many blessings. But as we gather on this now, the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time, we hear our Lord give us the Our Father. Now, the version that we have here in Luke's Gospel is not the version that we are accustomed to praying. It's a shortened version or an abbreviated version of the one that we find in Matthew's Gospel, but it's nonetheless, in essence, the same prayer. And this question, or at least the reason why our Lord gives this prayer and gives these parables, is really an answer to one of the deepest and perhaps one of the most difficult questions for each of us to ever find. The question is simple: how do I pray? How do I pray? I have a feeling many of us have asked that question. We continue to ask it. And oftentimes we feel lost and confused, not really sure how to even begin this whole thing we call prayer. It seems so nebulous and so deep. Sometimes it can feel overwhelming, like how do we even begin? And our Lord today gives us a primer, if you will, a kind of prayer 101 on how a Christian, one of his disciples, ought to pray. So he gives us the Our Father, the pinnacle, the model of all prayer. And then he gives us these two parables that help flesh out a little bit about what he's talking about in the Our Father. One of the parts, I could be up here all day talking about this, but I want to just focus on the first parable, the parable of the friend and his visitor. In the gospel, it says here, our Lord says at the end, we know how it goes. At the end, our Lord says, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his what?
Persistence.
Yes, persistence. And then right after that, our Lord goes into that beautiful phrase, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. Instructing us that we are to seek without pause, that we are to knock persistently. But this phrase that we have in English, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because it's persistence. That word persistence does an okay job of explaining what our Lord is trying to get at, but it does fall short a little bit of exactly what our Lord is talking about. The older English translation of the word that older lectionaries had was, instead of persistence, it was importunity. Now, how many of you know what importunity means? Yeah, exactly. Right? So whenever the updated version of the lectionary was put out, importunity was substituted for persistence. Importunity is a word in English that we don't often use, but in essence what it means is to be persistent. That's why they use persistent. But to be persistent to the point of being annoying. So if you are an important person, you're persistently asking for something, and it's getting to the point where the other person's starting to get annoyed. Think of a child tugging on his mother's, you know, dress. Mom, 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 I want, right? Right? It starts to get annoying after a while. Hey, I want, right? Our Lord. And it also has a kind of a connotation of being not very respectful of asking the person for something. Because often when we ask someone for something, there's kind of a protocol, right? Right? We don't just go up to somebody and just ask them for something without kind of going through the correct protocols of using the right words and language, kind of humbling ourselves and being kind of in a posture of respect, right? So we say words like please, may, right? These are kind of the common words we use. But what our Lord is getting at here, this word persistence or importunity, our Lord seems to be telling us that when we go to our Heavenly Father and we ask for something, we should not feel like we're going to this great Lord who is the King of all kings, although He is. He wants us to go to Him as a child goes to his mother or father and ask for something. Because after all, when's the last time a child went to his mother and kind of in a very gracious and humble way asked for anything? Huh? Has that ever happened? Ever? No. They just go up and ask. And it doesn't matter when, right? It could be at 2 o'clock in the morning. Mom, I'm scared. Mom, I'm scared. Come, right? There's a boogeyman in my closet. Is there a boogeyman? No. Right? What our Lord is getting at is that when we go to Him, we should not be afraid. And we should not let the immensity of His glory, the omnipotence of His power, scare us into thinking that He doesn't care enough about our problems and where we're at that we shouldn't ask Him or bother to ask Him. Oh, like God is too busy. He's got too much going on. He's too glorious and powerful for me. What are my concerns in comparison to the immensity of His majesty? No. Our Lord is, in other words, asking us, He's instructing us that when we pray, we should do so with boldness, with a kind of rashness that almost borders on rashness. That we'd be unafraid. And so, let me ask you, when's the last time one of your prayers was bold? When you ask the Lord for something big. When's the last time, for example, you asked for the conversion of your children or a child or a grandchild? When's the last time you pleaded before Him, Lord, help my grandson or my granddaughter or my son or daughter come back to church? When's the last time we prayed, Lord, my friend or whoever is suffering with cancer, heal him. Make him better. When's the last time we fell upon our knees and asked the Lord, I'm struggling with a sin of perhaps, you take your pick, unchastity, gossip, anger, unforgiveness. When's the last time we came before Him and said, Lord, take this from me. Help me overcome this weakness, this vice in my life. Finally, and perhaps most importantly, have we ever asked our Lord to give us an increase of the life of the Holy Spirit in us? How much more would the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? When's the last time, in other words, we asked our Lord to help us understand and discern well what charisms or gifts of the Holy Spirit are present in my life? Today, my dear friends, our Lord is calling us to be bold in our prayer, to go to Him with a sense of eagerness and persistency, but also borderline brashness or rashness. To come to Him without fear, to pull on His robes, to bang on His door, to knock persistently and hard and say, Lord, you can almost imagine banging on the doors of heaven. Lord, I need this more than I need my next breath. Lord, I want your will in my life to be accomplished. Lord, give me the Holy Spirit so that I might do your will. Today, my dear friends, our Lord calls us to ask for big things, to ask for great healing. Today at this Mass, as our Lord is made present in the Eucharist, as He comes to us and we receive Him, let us ask Him, let us plead with Him, with importunity, to be men and women, children of God, who are confident that God will give us what we need. Amen.